Back in 2020, just as the pandemic was beginning, we hosted a series of conversations, each of them with a wise and intriguing individual. As we recommenced the series in 2022, we created this summary of some of the best outtakes for you to dive into and reflect on wiser conversations. We hope you enjoy this look back and encourage you to share the episode with friends and colleagues.
I just think that so much of our time together can be much more meaningful and joyful and specific if we just spend a little bit of time asking, why am I doing this and who do I need to accomplish that?
People love to gather in groups, small and large, for a drink, for a wedding or a meeting. And we often think about the form, like where should we go and what should the food be? But maybe we should pay a lot more attention to how we should be when we actually get there. This conversation with Priya Parker, the author of The Art of Gathering, explores the often overlooked nuances to make gatherings meaningful. And so your thoughts are that the more you consider the focus, like what's the focus of the point of this, whether it's 2 people or 100 people, helps you think through, separate almost like the wheat and the chaff. What is it that we're trying to get out of this collective of people and how do we enable that?
Absolutely. We just tend to skip that question and go quickly to form. So even if you think in a work context, like a networking night, many of us have a specific form on our head of what that looks like and whether that means like speed dating, you know, for work around a table, or whether that means, you know, choose your form, but we quickly get to thinking about the form of what's networking rather than saying, why are we doing this? Who are we trying to connect? Is this for people to find business partners or is this people to find clients? Those are 2 very different invitation lists. Mm. Are these people who already know each other and want to form deeper relationships and therefore each session should be 35 minutes? Or is the goal to literally meet as many people as possible and therefore it should actually be 2 minutes each? So right. The form should come after the function, not reverse.
It's almost like that should be the North Star, right? What is it that we want people to achieve and then work backwards to figure out, well, what's the right space? What's the right environment? What's the right physicality of that? And whatever it is we do, we somehow default to, oh, I know a great place to have that. Or I know a great place to do that. Or I know a really great room to hold that. It's interesting why we've trained ourselves.
Absolutely. Or we back into it through the guest list, right? Because we don't specifically ask what the purpose is. You have these proxy wars. It's like, well, why would we invite marketing? This isn't about, you know, this is too early on to invite marketing. We don't even know what we're doing. Right? So people back into it sometimes. Or as a guest, you walk into a meeting and you think, huh,
why am I here?
or why are they here?
Oh, right.
I thought this was about product design. Why did they invite like the account reps?
So my life, I do gatherings the way I've been doing them. Okay. And all of a sudden I meet you and now I'm rethinking them. Okay. You're going to start to do something different. How do you feel okay doing that and imposing in a sense, all of a sudden I'm just going to change it up. I've invited you to like 10 dinners in the last 10 years. They've been like this. This one's going to be different. How do you get comfortable taking that step? Because it's a little bit like, who are you to redesign our experience?
So this is a beautiful question that is about power and power in groups. And my goal is not to make every gathering different, right? Like if your gathering is working and you have a group of people that are coming back every week or every year for your gathering in a specific way, and they're coming back in ways that every time it just feels beautiful and deeply nourishing, don't change it, right? So that's the first thing. I'm not for change for change's sake. But I think to look and to ask, and if it's a group of friends or it's a group of family, to think about who needs to be on board in order for us to change this. And is this working for enough people to continue in this way, or is this no longer working for people? And so to the question about power, ask what the purpose is. Is the purpose still relevant? Does the form match the current need, or is it trying to solve a previous need? And who needs to be part of that conversation to update it?
Kia ora, thank you for taking the time to tune into this mini episode by Wiser Conversations. The host is Derek Handley and I'm the creative producer Shay Zara Blomfield. What resonated with you from this recording? Maybe you want to reach out to us on social media, share the link with a friend, or leave a review. All these things support us and we'd love to hear feedback. If you want to hear more, you can find the full episode and others from Wiser Conversations on your favorite podcast app. We hope you'll join us again soon.